Reflection for Good Friday 2020. The power of Christ crucified is communicated to us in the gospel accounts of his death. For instance, in Mark's Passion, there's the tearing of the veil of the Jerusalem temple at the very moment of his death. It hung between the two holiest chambers of the temple, and as one commentator put it, was a sign that God's infinite holiness could not be approached by sinners. The veil symbolized the remoteness of God from humankind. With Jesus' saving death, access to heaven is reopened. In Luke's account, Christ crucified promised the repentant thief, whom tradition has named Didymus, eternal life, a place in his Father's kingdom. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Jesus' public ministry began in the Nazareth synagogue with him quoting the text of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to bring good news to the poor." And then declared, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled." That today of Jesus' preaching at Nazareth anticipated the today of Calvary, of Jesus granting eternal life to a repentant, dying criminal who asked that he remember him. In Matthew's Passion that was proclaimed last Sunday, Palm Sunday, it may have gone unnoticed, but the name Jesus, which only Matthew, amongst the Gospel writers, tells us means the Lord saves, is mentioned 40 times in his Passion narrative, contrasting with Mark's 17 times, serving to balance the unfolding of his suffering and death by making the point that throughout the shocking events, there is manifest Jesus, the Lord who saves, Emmanuel, God with us. In John's Passion, Jesus' kingly power is conveyed throughout. As one commentator put it, his gospel assumes the reader's knowledge of the appalling cruelty and suffering that crucifixion involved. What it did seek to portray is the total freedom and control of events with which Jesus goes to his Passion. For instance, what might be taken to be an insignificant detail, that it was morning when Jesus was taken from the high priest's quarters to Pilate, it was morning, can be John saying that the light of the morning sun points to the brilliance of God's glory and love that was to be revealed that day in Jesus' cross. We might too recall the power of Christ crucified in the lives of the saints. On a train bound for Darjeeling in the Himalayan mountain range in 1947, on her way to make her annual retreat, Sister Teresa, now Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, mystically heard Christ on the cross address her with the words, "I thirst." In time, she came to understand this to mean that Jesus was asking and empowering her to serve him in the poorest of the poor of her adopted country. Participating in today's liturgy, let us be open to recognizing first the length God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have gone to in order to draw us to themselves, and secondly, to grasp the depth of the human love of Jesus, the Word made flesh, for each of us individually. "This is my body given up for you, for me. This is the chalice of my blood poured out for you, for me." May this twofold recognition draw us not only emotionally to our crucified and risen Saviour, but also in the obedience of faith, following the example of Mary, so that in him our lives may bear fruit, and we may say, as did St. Paul, "I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ."